Hey, I want to welcome everyone to episode 3 of the Weight Loss Coach Podcast. And first of all, I want to just thank everyone. We've had a lot of support, just for a few episodes, a lot of downloads. We are on all the major podcast platforms, which I think is exciting. And, after today, if you want to go there and watch the, or should I say listen to the, listen well, watch to and listen. Is it listen?
It's just listen.
It's just listen. It's just listening to the recording, actual podcast, and share with anybody you want. We would love that. And also, we would love you to help support us by following us. We're putting the same kind of content on our TikTok and our IG, our Instagram. And Amanda, I think, put in the comment section where you can go there. And you can follow us, like us, all that cool stuff like there. But there's good content there, very short content that we feel like will really benefit you. So, start off today. What we're going to talk about today is an age-old addiction. And that's what really should your goal be when you're losing weight. And as you know, everyone is programmed to think, well, my goal should be to lose X amount of pounds. And then if you go back and really research that, which I've done, I'm like, where did that come from? If you stop and really think about it on a conscious level versus just that's what we do, it kind of like gets you out of the matrix and you start thinking about it. Where did that come from? Who taught us that, hey, I need to lose X amount of pounds to be happy? Now, I want to emphasize that. It's always this many pounds. If I lost this, I would be happy. And what I have seen over my 3 decades of helping people is that's not the answer. Now, let me frame this up. We are always taught like, oh, yes, Travis, I know. It's just a number on the scale. It's just a number. Right. The journey is this. The journey is that. It's just a number. But no one goes in my opinion, and helps you to understand, well, then what should I focus on? I mean, can you relate to that?
For sure. I think it's something that's taught to us by just growing up. So going to the doctor's office, they're going to weigh you. So starting from a little age all the way up, you're already getting those numbers thrown at you left and right and already comparing yourself to weight charts and size charts and all of that. So it's something that we grow up learning.
Right. And, if you go to the doctor and they're like, hey, you need to lose a few pounds, automatically you become number oriented. So let's just say this. By default or indoctrination is why you think that way. And now this is a tough road to travel, but I want you to hear me. When we lose weight and we arrive there, no one is really happy with their body. I mean, they are for a moment. They lost this weight. Let's say 15, 20 pounds is what people think they ought to lose, which is kind of the norm. And they get there. They will always, after a while, say, well, I need to lose a few more in this area. And then they'll lose it, and I'll need a few more here. And I can tell you, I'll take this a little deeper. Bodybuilders, back in my day, in my career as a competitive bodybuilder, they're no different. These guys are at 5% body fat, and they pick themselves apart, men and women. They'll look in the mirror and like, oh, I need to lose a few more pounds here. So it's universal because we're always going towards the number. Then we check ourselves, and we're not happy. So, Travis, what should we be focusing on? What we need to be focusing on here, the reality is you've been indoctrinated by the number, and we know that's not true, and you know it's not true. What you need to find is a meaningful incentive. And when you have a meaningful incentive, and you may ask, what is that? It's different for everyone. Have you ever had a meaningful incentive? And like Amanda, if you don't know her story, she was 220 pounds at one time, still is struggling as a
struggle with her weight, but she has a different viewpoint than when she was younger. So what would that be?
My meaningful incentive now is to be able to still run around and play soccer with my girls, to be able to dance around the house like we do all the time. Going back to looking at the goals and like using a number as your goal, whatever I always like to call it your driver's license weight. So whatever the weight is that's on your driver's license is usually like your goal weight, the weight that you want to be. I think I've been that weight for like 2 days, and I don't want to live my life at that weight because it was hell to get there, and I can't live like that. And really the scale, the number really doesn't matter because what I weigh right now, compared to what that driver's license number is, my body's completely different. So the scale absolutely, and that number absolutely has no control of me anymore, which is great.
Was the transition from, like, going back to when you first started your weight loss journey, did you have numbers in mind?
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, there's still days that I get caught up with, it'd be cool if I could lose 10 more pounds. Well, right. What would that look like?
Right.
Like, what would I look like? Would I want to look like that if I lost 10 more pounds? But, yeah, the number was definitely something that controlled my mood, my happiness, and not in a good way. Even hitting that goal weight, I wasn't happy.
How long would you say it made you happy? Like, was it a few days, a month, before you realized that number did not completely satisfy you?
It was probably 24 hours.
Oh, really?
Oh, it was quick.
Okay.
One, I was probably so carb deprived that my brain wasn't functioning. I wasn't a great person to be around because I was moody and hungry and my body hurt, and I was probably more sore during that, like, 2-week time period of getting to that weight, that it wasn't worth it.
When would you say was a pivotal point in your life where you finally transitioned into saying, look, I have a meaningful incentive, something I want to happen, and weight loss needs to happen to move that forward, but you flipped the script on the focus on the meaningful incentive, and the byproduct was, I need weight loss to happen to be able to do the meaningful incentive.
Sure. So probably over the last 3 to 5 years,
Really? Okay.
It's been, and it's a journey, and it's still something, I mean, we talk about quite a bit in the office that it doesn't, you don't just flip a switch and not think about the number anymore or think about a weight loss goal anymore. It's something that I still struggle with, is not letting that number define my happiness or define how I feel about myself or my journey or my level of success. But it really is putting in the daily work of being happy with where I am, and knowing that I can continue to live a happy, healthy, just life of movement with my family.
Right.
So.
And this is an upward battle here, because you have got years of indoctrination. And so back to where this came from. It's simple, but we've never stopped and looked at it for the simplicity it is. Where did it start? Like Amanda said, the doctor, they're doing numbers. Chart scales, you're in the 70 percentile. Numbers are always been the game there. But let me tell you who came at you when you started struggling with your weight, and they put a number on it. And that's the weight loss industry, okay? They came at you and said, do our program and lose 10 pounds. Do our program, lose 15 pounds. It's always at a number that you're going to achieve by using their kit. And, you buy the kit and you do the number and you're comparing, did the kit work or not? And if it did, you're telling everybody about it. So indoctrination came at a selling point where you became fixated on, that's the answer to make me happy. And I'm going to go a little graphic here, but I actually have seen a female, and she wasn't in my space. I just watched it. She, healthy, lost weight, looked in the mirror, was happy for a while. All of a sudden, I need to lose a few more pounds. And then she lost a few more pounds. And then she wasn't happy and lost a few more, just a few more. I started noticing her mouth, the dryness. It wasn't a pretty sight. And I watched her obsession with losing more. And then she went into the anorexic mode, which we all know is not a good place to be. And still said she had a few more pounds to lose and had to get help. Now, is that the norm? No. But it's an extreme example of how we are with a number. The number never satisfies us. And to step outside of the weight loss industry, I've told this before, speaking in front of people, is if you look up the suicide rate of people that win the lottery, it's amazingly high. And you're thinking, why would they commit suicide? And it's the same thing. You've been indoctrinated that when you're a child, you know, what do we say? Man, if I was a millionaire, I'd be cool. One day I'm going to be a millionaire. If I just had $1 million in the bank, I'd be set. And one day they get that wish. And all of a sudden they're like, what now? And they feel alone and they don't know what their purpose is. And they got their wish instantly. And I was talking to a client the other day and I told her, I said, hey, if I could snap my fingers and you lose that weight you're wanting, and tomorrow morning you're there, truly what happiness would that bring you? And she said, well, I would be happy. And then I let her think, and I said, how long? And she said, I don't know. I go, let me go down this rabbit hole. it came to you, but would it have any meaning to it on how you got here? Because I snapped my fingers and you got it, but you didn't have to go through any understanding and learning about yourself and self-discovery and the ups and downs that some of us think, I wish I didn't have to go through. But if you'll shift your mindset and have a meaningful incentive and know you're going to have to go through some ups and downs and kind of learning what food you like to eat and what workout styles for you and all that kind of stuff. And that's different for everyone. But learning that about yourself and then achieving, you know, the meaningful incentive, you look back and say, man, you know, this is cool stuff. Not that you earned it. Not that you had to work hard. It's just I'm attached to getting to this meaningful incentive, which could be I want to run around, play with my kids, which is a big one. I want to go hiking. I want to go mountain climbing, skiing. I've heard it all from people that, you know, can't. I said, find the meaningful incentive. Understand weight loss has to happen to get you to that meaningful incentive. But if we focus on meaningful incentive, here's what happens. Unlike a number that you don't attach to, because we don't. We just don't attach to numbers. Unlike a number that has teeth in it. It has heart. It has emotion. So I'm going to give you an example of a lady with a meaningful incentive. So there's a lady, and she just wanted – they had a lake house in their family for years. She wanted to walk up a hill in the back of the lake house and feed owls up on this hill. They had an owl sanctuary, and it had been there forever. She couldn't walk up the hill. Now, as we started working and she started, you know, exercising and eating better and all that, slowly but surely, she got up the hill a little bit, then it got a little bit more. And one day she got to the top of that hill, and her meaningful incentive had manifested. Now, did weight loss have to happen to make that occur so she was conditioned enough and light enough to carry herself up the hill? Absolutely. But let me tell you this. 10 years down the road, I can find that lady, and I'll say, hey, what was the date you made it up that hill and fed your owls? She'll tell you the date and the time and what the weather was out there.
Right.
If I say, how many pounds did you lose to make that happen? She will have to think for a minute and go,
That's what, I think I've heard this story quite a few times and can't even tell you how much she lost.
Yeah.
So.
And that's just it. She won't remember that because she had flipped the script to say, let me chase a meaningful incentive because that makes me happy to achieve the meaningful incentive.
Sure.
So what's your take on that?
Let's see. So a lot of times we can go through a program and lose weight. We can follow a diet. We can do the workout. We can do all of that for a certain amount of time. And even when you lose the weight, when you're doing the work, like the physical work, it still doesn't mean anything. So like snapping your fingers or not snapping your fingers, the weight loss still doesn't change your behaviors. The slower approach, which is the approach that we like to do now, you actually learn so much about yourself and so much about your daily behaviors that it's one of those things that you can't help but change those physical habits because you're learning why you're doing it. So like she was eating right and working out, but the why was a little bit deeper. The why was not just for weight loss. The why was I want to go do the things that my family has always done. So I think a lot of times the self-discovery of weight loss is so much more important than just the weight loss itself.
The destination.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She said it. I mean, the discovery about yourself. But in your defense, if you're listening to this today, I call it the mechanics of weight loss. Mm-hmm. It is what's sold in a billion-dollar industry. Eat this, work out, lose weight. And that's just where it is. That's called working from the outside in. Approaching it from the inside out, starting with, what's my meaningful incentive? You know, and some people use the word why, but a meaningful incentive, it needs to incentivize you. It needs to have some ump to it, like, man, I just want to do that again, or I want to do it for the first time, but I know I can't in this condition, which is not bad. But the most important thing is learning to be content each day that you're not being complacent as you're moving towards that meaningful incentive is the key, because we can get caught up on, man, it's going to be another month before I'm able to attempt my meaningful incentive. And then we remember back when, man, I remember before I got like this, I could have done the meaningful incentive. Those do not serve you. The past doesn't serve you, and the future and trying to figure out when this is going to be doesn't serve you. What serves you, and the only thing you really have, is right now. And right now is simple. Man, when you go that way, just like today, I'm not being complacent, but I'm being content with my body as it is. As I'm not being complacent. I want you to hear that part. I'm not telling you to be just content and it's okay. You know, you're just a big girl. We love you the way you are. Like a lot of people tell me their family throws at them and they hate hearing that. They like, I don't like hearing that. I'm saying you can excitingly be content because you're not being complacent and you're moving towards that meaningful incentive. And when you get there, it's going to be an amazing feeling because we are emotional creatures and we attach emotionally to things revolved around our struggle. And if you get that meaningful incentive and start homing it, even writing it down, this is my meaningful incentive, what I'm wanting to do. And then say, I do need to lose some weight, get better, all those things to make this happen. But am I right?
Yeah.
There's not a number that's going to say you can now do your meaningful incentive.
No. Something you just said just kind of brought back some memories and brought back some of the conversations that I've had with clients about complaining. Like, you're complaining to your family about being overweight or not feeling good or your body hurting. And it's one of those things that at the beginning of our coaching and at the beginning of my journey, I complained a lot about those things. But as I started doing the work and started losing weight, there was nothing to complain about because I was doing the things I needed to do in order to remove those from my life altogether. So it's one of those, if you feel like you're complaining a lot about it, that's just your mind, your subconscious telling you that it's time to take action with it.
Yeah.
So
what you're saying is, if you're not being complacent, mm-hmm. and you're doing the best you can, which by the way, our best is 80-85%. It's our rule, mm-hmm. which no one is preaching that, but it's the realistic rule that makes people able to feel okay. But if you're doing 80-85%, which is the best you can do, mm-hmm. man, be content with that because you're not being complacent and this is where you're at today. And it will get better versus beating yourself up. But like Amanda said, if you're complaining, it also could be that I feel like maybe I could do a little better. Maybe I'm only doing 60% here, mm-hmm. because we never really go into a negative talk mode if we're really feeling like I just can't do no more. Not in a sympathetic mode, but like, hey, I really feel like I did my workout today. I'm doing my eating. I'm sleeping. Mm-hmm. I'm eating. You know. So when you get there, hey, be content. But there's never going to be a number you can write down that says when you get to that number, your meaningful incentive will happen. Mm-hmm. That's why it's easy to let that go and keep moving forward and keep trying. Occasionally have checkpoints. I think we all have what I call the a deadline checkpoint. Not like it's over and it doesn't classify winner or loser, but a place to say, you know, in a month, I'm going to check the lady. I'm going to see how far up that hill I can walk. And she did. Mm-hmm. She got up maybe a quarter and she said, that's all I can take. And then she came back down. A month later, let's check it again. So have yourself some checkpoints there just to see where you're at. Not judging, winner or loser. Hey, wow, I'm seeing some progress here. And you don't need to go, well, how many pounds I lose to make this progress? I need that many more pounds to make up part of skin, because that doesn't work that way. So anyway, in closing, I hope you'll write down, you know what, let's go after a meaningful incentive. Do the best we can and know we are in the 80-85 percentile range. Learn to be content, but not being complacent, and start enjoying self-discovery, like Amanda said, about who you are, what works for you, because that's going to have so much meaning when the meaningful incentive is achieved. Any closing words?
Nope. I think you hit the nail on the head.
All right. Hey, thank you so much for tuning in. Again, share this if you would. If you can help one other person, that's why we're doing this podcast. We're just
what we feel like is the fitness truth, and always helping you out. Go to our TikTok, our IG if you would, and support us and get some more amazing information. We love you guys.
Guys, and we'll see you next time.